5 places have been designated as special development areas because of their unique development needs. They are the oil districts in the Western Region, Akusa in the Pond Dam area, the Bui Dam Enclave, Buipe and the Flagstaff House Enclave. A member of the National Development Planning Commission, Professor Kwamina Ahoy, said this at the consultative stakeholders meeting on planning regulations for the Western and Central Regions in Takoradi. George Grant Youngson reports.
The Takoradi meeting was the third of three stakeholder consultation workshops nationwide to seek and incorporate their views into the draft planning regulations. Presentations at the workshop by Mrs. Esther Afia, a development consultant at the National Development Planning Commission, and Professor Kwamina Ahoy, a member of the commission, touched on the contents of two draft legislative instruments based largely on a section-by-section analysis of the two parent legislations on planning and regulations. They are the National Development Planning Commission Act of 1994, Act 479, and the National Development Planning System Act of 1994, Act 480. In a statement read on his behalf, the senior advisor to the president and chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, NPDC, P.V. Obin, said the draft planning regulations are part of the process of developing the necessary legal instruments that would enable stakeholders to undertake planning within the appropriate constitutional, legal, and national, regional, district, as well as sub-district environment. Mr. P.V. Obin explained that to ensure that the NDPC delivered on its mandate and bring optimum benefits to all Ghanaians and to effectively implement decentralized planning in the country, the Commission decided to take steps to have the requisite legislative instruments drafted and enacted. He said this was derived from the NDC manifesto to take steps to complete the implementation of the National Decentralization Action Plan, review and consolidate disparate legislations on local government and decentralization, strengthen the capacity of metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies for accountable and effective performance and service delivery. Mr. P.V. Obin encouraged the participants, which included DCEs and MCEs, coordinating directors and planning officers of the assemblies, to bring their rich experience and expertise to bear by making detailed, relevant and useful contributions for the possible revision of the draft legislative instruments. A member of the NDPC, Professor Kwamina Ahoy, noted that citizenship participation in the planning process is not adequate. The Western Regional Minister, E.K.T. Adu, said Ghana's decentralization and local governance agenda remain relevant as it enhances democracy and serves as a vehicle for optimizing local development. George Grant Youngson, Radio Ghana News, Sekendi Takoradi.